Today, sharing the Daf Yomi is the Gemara in Bava Metzia, Daf Hey. We're going to begin 6 lines from the top, Hey Amin Aleph, with the words Toshma. We are learning today, Le'ili Nishmas Erna Bloom, Ruchama Esther Bas Yaakov. We're also learning, Le'ili Nishmas Yitzchak Isaac Ben Yosef. All the shalms we learn for should have an aliyah from our learning. We continue to learn and daven for the safety and security of all the Kochos HaBitachon and Chayalim in Eretz Yisrael, and that the Chatufim should be brought back immediately, Be'ezus Hashem, in good health, and that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should bring peace for all of Klal Yisrael. Okay, in yesterday's shiur, we brought down a machlokes between Rabbi Chiya and Rav Sheshes in regards to whether if a person says Halach, which I'll re-explain again in a moment, whether that requires the person to make a shuas moda b'miktsas. So we have a case where Reuven says to Shimon, you owe me $100. And Shimon says, no, I owe you $50. And here it is, Halach, I never used it. And therefore, take it back, and I'm totally free from you. So Halach, here it is. He's telling him, here is the money that you gave me. And this other 50 that you're claiming, I'm totally denying. It never happened. And do we view that as a separate total denial, or is it connected to the first 50, which he says, I admit it, here it is, take it back, I don't want it. So Reb Chiya says, we view it as one big transaction, so to say. Reuven is claiming 100, Shimon is denying 50, but admitting to 50, they're connected, even though he says, Halach, here it is. And Reb Chiya says that you have to make a shvua moda b'miktsas. On the other hand, Reb Sheshes says, no, they're separate transactions, so to say, because he's saying, Halach, take it back. So that 50 is an admission on that 50, and here it is, and it has nothing to do with the other 50, which he's totally denying. And the din is, if you totally deny something, if Reuven says, Shimon, you owe me $100, and Shimon says, no, I don't, so then there is no din daraisa of a shuas moda b'miktsas. However, as we have mentioned, and we'll see today, there is a concept of a shua midirabanan called the shuas heses. Okay, so we start off again, 6 lines from the top, Hey, Amud Aleph, with the words Toshma. Let's try to bring a raya for the following brisa regarding the din of Halach. The Tani Rami Bar Chama. Rami Bar Chama learned the following brisa. We had this previously. Arba shomrim tzrichim kefira b'miktsas v'hodah b'miktsas. In order for a shomer, whether it's a shomer chinam, who is able to go and free himself from any obligation, if he says it wasn't pshia, therefore he would be potter from, if he swears, from having to pay gneva, veda, or onsen, or whether it's a shomer socher or a socher, we have a machlokis as to what the din is by a socher. Let's learn it nice and simple. Both of them are chayiv for gineva v'aveda, and they both would be potter for onsen. And you have a shoel. He's a person who borrows something. He's chayiv for everything, with the exception of meso machmas melocha. If it dies while he's using it in a proper fashion, then he's potter. So in all of these situations, these 4 shomrim, the arba shomrim, in order for them to be chayav shvua, Rami Bar Chama says that they need to have both the aspect of kefira in part and hodah in part. Rashi explains that you need tzrichin kefira b'miktsas v'hodah b'miktsas in the following way. He says, kefira lo havya ella b'kofer mamish. There has to be an entire kefira over here. Oh, lo yudvar mi'olam, oh, herzarti l'cha. Lo yudvar mi'olam means it never happened. No such thing occurred, or I give it back to you. Herzarti l'cha. That's a total kafira. I do not owe you that money. Hodah, what's the hodah? Lo havi, that only is Elohim kein hodah mamish. He admits something absolutely. Sheyesh lo biyado, shechayev l'hachzu lo. He says, yes, I do have this in my possession, and I'm obligated to return it to you, and in this situation, nimtza she'ein chiyav shuas hashomim ba. In this situation, you're not going to have a shuas hashomim unless ella imkein ton the following, that there were 3 cows that were involved over here between the one who's claiming he deposited with the other person. So Reuven deposits 3 cows with Shimon, shalosh paros, ba'achas keeper lo. Shimon denies one of them. Says I never got that 3rd cow. 1 cow I never got. Uba achas hodlo. Yeah, 1 cow I definitely got from you. Sheyesh no biyado. And I have it over here. Vashlishis omlo. In regards to the other cow, he tells him, Nensa, there was an onus over here for which he would be potter for, whether he was a shomer chinam, a shomer socher, or a socher. Oh, im shomer chinam, or if he's a shomer chinam, who omlo, he's even able to tell him, Vashlishis nignava, the chayav le shvua. And in the 3rd one, he would say he's either lost or stolen, and he would pot himself with a shvua that we're learning in Parshas Mishpatim. Omer Parshas Mishpatim, Shelo Shalach Yado B'Meches Re'eu. The Ilu Shvua the Kvira. If the shvua is about the Kvira, Ein Zu Shvua. Amura b'shamim. That's not the shvua that we're dealing with. Ubelav kafira, and if there is no kafira, nami lo techayivela shvua shomer. There wouldn't be no chiv over here because the pasuk says in regards to shomachinim ki huzeh. That mina nafka, we had this in Gemara in Shavuos, but we also have this in Baba Kama. Shemoda b'miktsas v'chiper b'miktsas. So you need both of them over here. There actually brings down there was an opinion that disagreed with this, but we're going here with the opinion. So that there are three cows. We have one cow that he totally denies. The second cow, he says, yes, I have this cow. Here it is. And the third cow, he says, a taina that would exempt him from having to pay. Again, Shomachinim would say anything but pshia. Shomisacha or Socher would say it's Onsen, and a Shoah would say it died Mesa Machmas Molocha. So, Hechidame. Now the Gemara is going to bring us the Raya to Halach. Lav the Amar Le Halach. Aren't we talking here that this is a case of Halach in Rami Bar Chama's Braisa? You need to have a Taina of total denial or Kfira. You need to have a Taina of Hodah. And then you need to have that third cow. And in this situation, here it is. Take it back. So, therefore, there is a taina over here with kafira, and he has to make a shvua, the shvua of the shomim. And therefore, you see, even though he's saying halach, here it is, take it back. You do make a shvua. There's a raya to Rav Chiya and a kash on Rav Sheshes. So he says, no, that's not true. The case is as follows: the amale gimel paris masar tilcha. Yes, we're dealing with three cows over here. Reuven says to Shimon, I gave you three cows. Umei sukula bipshia, and he says, all of them died. You were negligent. You didn't lock the barn door, and a lion came in, and it killed all three cows. But the shomer says that's not true. Chada, number one, you only gave me two cows. You didn't give me three cows. One cow never existed that you're telling me that you gave me. Number two, v'chada meisav onus. One of them died with an onus, for which I'm potter for. V'chada meisav b'pshia. And you're right. One of them died. I was negligent with one of them. So here you have the ba'ina shalom eloch. The one that is here, I will have to pay you. The lav helichu. And I owe you that one. It's not here. It's not a din of helich. It died. And it died because of pshia. And the other one died because of onus. So neither of them is here. And the third one, he's totally denying. So therefore, there is no din of helich over here. And this is a regular case of shua sashomim. So therefore, Rav Sheshes says, there's no problem. I agree with the din of shua sashomim. I just disagree with you in regards to helich. Okay. Now we go back to yesterday's shir. We learned the kal v'chomer of Rav Chiya. So Toshma, the Tani Avua, the Rabbi Aptoriki, the Rabbi Chiya Kamaisa. So the father of Rabbi Aptoriki, his name was Dostoy. And he's only found one other place in all of Shas. His son was a great Talmud Chacham. He's a first generation Israeli Amora, this Rav Aptoriki. And this is not the father over here is not the Rabbi Dostoy that's mentioned in a number of other places. In any event, he's known as the father of Rav Aptoriki because his son was much greater than him, so he's very proud to be the father of such a son. In any event, he's going to bring us a raya against the first thing that Rav Chiya mentioned in yesterday's shir, which is that his kal v'chomer was that just like when you have a person who's moda b'miktsas, so he is moda on something, and therefore he has to make a shua moda b'miktsas, so to have Adam come along and state that you owe the $50, and the Edom have no say about the second $50, they have no comment about it, nevertheless, that's through a kal v'chomer. If you have to do it when your own self is moda, certainly you have to do it when Edom, who caused you to pay that $50, go and make a shuas moda b'miktsas on the other $50. Okay, so now, here's his proof. He says it's from the following. Mane li biyotcha. If Reuven says to Shimon, you owe me $100. Va'alo omer, ein l'cho biyodi klom. And Shimon says, what are you talking about? I got none of your money. I never saw you before. I don't owe you any money. But and now witnesses come along and say, what are you talking about? We saw Reuven lend you $50 on such and such a day. So Yochal, Yishav al Hashar, you might think that this is, like Rav Chiya had suggested, that this would be a situation where if the Eidim come to make you pay, then you have to make a Shuas Moda B'miktsas on the other $50. Because if you had been Moda on the $50, you'd have to make it. So Kal v'chomer, that if Eidim come and make you pay, you have to make a Shuas Moda B'miktsas on the other $50. So you might have thought that Rav Chiya is right. Yochol Yishav al Hashar. But we have a Pasuk, Talmud Lomar. Pasuk Mishpatim tells us, Al Kol Avidah Asher Yomar Ki Hu Zeh. The only time you make the Shvua is if it's Al Hodas Piv Atu Mechaibo. Only he says, Asher Yomar, Ki Uzeh. This is what the situation is. So only when he says, yes, I owe you 50, but I don't owe you the other 50, that you make the Shvua. But that's Hodas Piv Atu Mechaibo, but V'i Atu Mechaibo Al Hados Edim. But you don't make the Shvua if Edim come and obligate you to the 50 bucks. Two Edim come along and say, yes, you did borrow the money from him, but we don't know about the 50 bucks, we don't know about the other 50. In this situation, the Braisa that the father of Rabbi Aftariki brings down goes against Rabbi Chiya. So it says, big deal. Masnisa Karamis Aleid Rabbi Chiya. You're bringing us a Braisa that disagrees with Rabbi Chiya. Rabbi Chiya's a Tana. So he's also allowed to disagree with the Braisa. Rabbi Chiya was the star pupil of Rabbi, the uncle of Rav, and he's from the last of the Tanaim. So Rabbi Chiya, Tanahu, Palik, Rabbi Chiya and Rav Oshaya, they're the ones that essentially put together the brises that we'd say are authoritative. So Rabbi Chiya, Tanahu, Palik. So how can you bring a Raya against Rabbi Chiya from another brisa? So he disagrees with it. So Gemara says, Vokra Kamar, okay, you're right, but this brisa that we just brought down against Rabbi Chiya had a pasuk in it. It seems to suggest that the pasuk says, "Asher Yomar Ki Hu Zeh," that it's only through Piv Alhodas Piv Atamachayvo, and implies that it's not through Edim. So, what does Rabbi Chiya do with that raya from that pasuk? So the Gemara says, Rabbi Chiya would hold how the moda mixas ataina. That teaches us the basic din of moda the mixas ataina, but it doesn't mean that you can't also have it by Edim. No. Vavuad Rav Aftariki, what would he say to that? So he would say, Amalach. He says, no. Kisiv, who? And it also says, Uksiv Zeh. It says, Asher Yomar Ki Hu Zeh. We have two words over here. One is to teach us the basic din, like Rabbi Chiya said of Modav Mikzas, Chad the Modav Mikzas Ataina, but then you have the second word, Chad La'odos Edim Depater. And the second one is to tell us, no, it's only through Hodoas Piv and not through Edim, against Rabbi Chiya, and that's how the father of Aftariki would learn that pasuk. No, what does Rabbi Chiya do? Why doesn't he learn it like the father of Rabbi Tariki? So the Idach, what does Rabbi Chiya do? He says, no, you need both of the words, Ki, Hu, Zeh, Hu, and Zeh, teach us. Chad, the mode of Mixas Ataina. Yeah, everybody agrees that you need one of those words to teach us the basic idea of Mixas Ataina. You have to make a Shua. And then the second word, Zeh, the Chad, the mode Mimin Ataina. Rabbi Chiya says that we only have the din of Modeh B'mikzas Ataina if they're arguing about the same things. So if Reuven, for example, says, I lent you $100 worth of wheat, and Shimon says, no, you didn't. You lent me only $50 worth of wheat. And I admit to that. So that's a classic case of all the mitzvahs. But let's say Reuven had said to Shimon, I lent you $100 worth of wheat. And Shimon says, no, you lent me $50 worth of barley. So then the second word, Zeh, comes to teach us that this would not entail a shvus moda b'miksas. It has to be the min hataina, the thing that he admits to, and the thing that he denies have to be on the same item. So it both has to be wheat. It can't be one is saying I gave you 100 worth of wheat, and the other says no, you gave me 100 worth of barley. That's not moda b'miksas hataina. That's totally denying the wheat and admitting to barley. The two have nothing to do with each other. And that's where Chiya says, you need the word Zeh to come and teach us. You need who to teach us the basic din of moda b'miksas. And Zeh means it has to be exactly like this. You're denying exactly part of what he gave to you, but not that it's something totally different. So if it's Chitim and Sa'orim, that would not be a moda b'miksas type of a shvua. That's what Rabbi Chiya says you need from both words, who and Zeh, want to teach me Mixas Hataina, and the other one has to be Mimin Hataina. No, we throw it back on the father, Rabbi Aftariki. What does he do with that drasha? How does he learn that out? So Gemara says he doesn't learn that drasha. He doesn't hold from that. The Edoch, the father, Rabbi Aftariki, Mode Mimin Hataina. Lastly, he doesn't have this din. He, in fact, doesn't hold like the Chachamim opinion, the Sovereign Lake Rabbi Gamliel. He holds like Rabbi Gamliel, the nine. Learning the Mishnah, to Ano Chitim, Vahodolo Visorim, Potter, that if in fact this is a Mishnah that we'll learn on Daf Kuf over here, we had it in Bava Kama as well, that if a person says, Reuven says to Shimon, you owe me chitim, $100 worth of chitim, and behold lo b'sorin, and Shimon says, no, that's not true, but I do owe you barley, I owe you sorin, so then potter, the chacham behold, that this is not called mitzas hataina, this is two separate tainas, I'm totally denying the wheat. That has nothing to do with the barley that I'm admitting. They're two separate tainas. It's not mimina taina, and the chachamim hold that you don't make a shua of more than mixes in that situation. And Rabbi Chiya holds like the chachamim. On the other hand, the father of Rav Aftariki, he holds like Rabbi Gamliel. Rabbi Gamliel is mechayev in that situation. So therefore, the father of Rav Aftariki has the second word zeh available to go with darshan that it's only al piv, through his hodah, with his own mouth, that he goes and has to make a shuah of modim mixas. But if Edim come along, he disagrees with Rabbi Chiya, and the father Rav Tariki says, the Braisa Darshan's the second Zed, they teach us that you only do it al hodah's piv, but not because of Edim. Okay, now the Gemara says, how raya, Maisa Shahaya, the once was a shepherd. Davu must relay kol yoma chevasa besade, that all the people in the town go and give him their animals every day, but this guy maybe wasn't so trustworthy, so they always gave him their animals in front of witnesses, so he couldn't deny that he got the animals from them. So this was the natural flow of things, that every day when the townspeople would go and give this shepherd to go and watch their animals, they would always give it over in front of witnesses. But one day they forgot. Yom Echad, Matsu lay below Sade. One day they didn't give their animals over in front of the witnesses. They just gave their animals to the shepherd. And you know, at the end of the day, Lesof, at the end of the day, Amalahu, he said to all the people that claimed their animals back, Lo yadvar miyo, no such thing ever happened. I didn't get your animals. You never gave them to me. However, as it turned out, there actually were witnesses, and Asu Sade Asidube. Witnesses did come along and say, yes, you did get the animals. Now, the Ochal Tartimi Nayu, one of these witnesses come along and say that you, in fact, ate two of the animals that you're claiming that you never got. So, Amar Rabbi Zeira, Im Isa Lid Rabbi Chiya Kamaisa, if we hold from this din that Rabbi Chiya had stated in yesterday's Shia, the first din that he had stated, that if Kavah Homer, if Ahadah's Piv, you make a motive of excess, then certainly when Edom come along and require you to pay the $50, so then certainly you have to make a Shua on the other $50. So, if the statement of Rabbi Chiya Kamaisa is true, the first statement they made is true, so then Mishtaba Ashaira. So then this shepherd, he is witnesses say that he ate two of the animals, so that's like the $50 that you owe. And then on the other animals that the people are claiming, for which there are no witnesses, so then he should have to make a shvua of Moda Mixas if Rabbi Chiya is correct. So Amalei Abaye says, wait a second, in Esau Mishtaba will Gazalhu. Wait a second, you're telling us that if Rabbi Chiya is right, he should have to make a shvua. But how could that possibly be? This guy is a goslin. He has aided him saying that you stole two animals and you ate them. So how could we allow him to make a shua? He's a rasha, and you're not allowed to have a rasha go and make a shua. He's not trustworthy. So therefore, how could, even if Rav Chiya is right, how could we allow this person to go make a shua? So Rav Zeira says, you're 100% right. That's not what I meant. Amalei, Rav Zeira says that we flip around the shvua. We have a rule, shekinegdo kwamina. We have a rule that, let's say, Shimon is supposed to make a shvua to Ruve in order not to pay. But Shimon is not trustworthy. He's not able to make the shvua. He's one of those people that is forbidden to make a shvua. He's choshesh that he's going to go make the shvua falsely. So therefore, what we do is we flip it around and we allow Reuven to go make the shua to collect with. Normally a shua is made not to pay. It exempts you from payment. But here, since Shimon cannot make such a shua, so therefore Reuven can make the shua to go and collect from. So what Rav Zeira is saying, if Rav Chiya is right, so then we should have this Raya, this shepherd, have to go and make the shvua, but he can't because he's a rasha. So we flip it around and let the townspeople who deposited animals with him make a shvua and be able to go collect with that shvua. That's what Rav Zeira said. I meant. Mar says, wait a second. Hash tadabi the leisler of the chia nechayvim rudev nachman. We say even if you don't hold from Rav Chiya, you don't hold that Edom could come along and make you make that shvua modus mixas. Nevertheless, you still would have to make a shvua in this situation. Nechayvim rudev of nachman. And this is what I mentioned before, that not learned in a Mishnah, Moneli Biyodcha. We had this Mishnah, we mentioned it already previously in Shavuos on Daf Lamed Ches, that if Reuven says to Shimon, Moneli Biyodcha, Ein Lecha Biyodi, and he denies it totally, so then Potter. This is a person who doesn't have to make a Shavuot D'Oraisa when you totally deny something. There is no Modu B'Mitzvah Shavuot here, there is no Shavuot D'Oraisa. But along comes Rav Nachman, it says you have to make a Shavuot Midrabanan. The owner of Nachman, Mashbin Oso Shavuot Heses. We go and make a shvuas heses. The Aruch says that the word heses means a kvedus, a seriousness over here, a heaviness. And that is, it's very unlikely that somebody's going to come out of the blue and say, hey, you owe me $100, unless there's some truth to it. We just don't have people walking up to somebody else and say, you owe me $100 out of the blue. So therefore, Rav Nachman says, we have to be concerned that this guy is really telling the truth. And therefore, midirabanan, we make the guy who's denying it, even though he's denying it totally and doesn't have to make a shua more than makes us, he's denying it totally. And midaraisa doesn't have to make a shua. Rav Nachman would say that you have to make a shua midirabanan. And therefore, whether you hold like Rav Chiya or not, there should be a shua over here. So the Gemara answers, yes. However, the Rav Nachman, Takanti, this Shvur of Rav Nachman is a Takana de Rabbanan. Because, again, where there's smoke, there's fire. We're concerned if Reuven is claiming, you owe him 100 bucks, he's probably not just walking up to the person, stop on the street and say, you owe me 100 bucks. And therefore, we have to be concerned that, in fact, there was some truth over there, and that's why we make it Din de Rabbanan, that he has to swear. This was Hesses. However, we turn to Hayom Beis. But the Takanta, Le Takanta, Lo Avdinan. The whole din of Rav Nachman is a din d'rabbanan, and as the top Rashi tells us, the cheshenegdo yeshava is also a din d'rabbanan. That the Torah says so and so can't make a shvur, so that's it. So he can't make a shvur, and therefore he would have to pay because he's possible to make the shvur. But the rabbi said we'll flip it around and let the one who's extracting the money make the shvur to extract the money. That's also a din d'rabbanan. So to say that we should make a shvur d'rabbanan to allow another takana de rabbanan to go into effect, takanta litakanta lo abdinan. It's like saying we ain't gzera l'gzera. We don't make a gzera on another gzera. So the whole din that you can extract the money by having Reuven swear that he did lend the money to Shimon when Shimon can't make a shvua, and then to say that the shvua that he would have had to make is only a shvua de rabbanan, so we don't say two de rabbanans, takanta litakanta lo abdinan. And therefore, Rav Zera is correct in saying that the only reason you'd make a shvu in this situation, which Shimon can't make because he's a goslin, the Reya can't make because he's a goslin, so we flip it around and make Reuven make it to extract the money so that the people in the town can go to the shepherd and say, I swear that we gave you the animal, and they can extract the money from him. That's only if it's the din of Rabbi Chiya is correct, because then it's a shvur d'oraisa, and therefore we just have one d'rabbanan that we flip around the shvur, and not two d'rabbanans. If we say that Rabbi Chiya is wrong, then there's only a shvur's heses, which would be from Rav Nachman, and eino min takanto l'takanto. Gemara says, but wait a second. The tebuk lay the havalei roeh. Why over here did Abaya only say to Rav Zera, how could this shepherd, who he proved to be a goslin, because we have two witnesses say that he ate two of the animals, only this shepherd is not believed. Only this shepherd is a goslin. After all, we already had learned that all shepherds are suspect that they're ganavim, because the Amar Rav Yehuda, the Amor Rav Yehuda said, Stam Roe Apostle. The Stam shepherd is possibly Edus. Why is that? As Rashi tells us, possibly Edus, the Stame Gazlin who, Shemarev Behemosov, Bistadu Shalachayim. The Stam shepherd goes and pastures his animal wherever he wants, and including pasturing it in other people's fields. So the Stam shepherd is already a goslin. Why did Rav Zera say only in this situation where he was proven to be a goslin do we flip around the shvur? It should be in every case with a shepherd that you flip around the shvur, because all shepherds have the status of being possibly Edus, because the majority of them are in fact ganavim, because they pasture their animals in other fields. We know that the greatness of Avram Avinu, how can you tell it was his animals and not Lot's animals or someone else's animals? Because Avram Avinu muzzled his animals and didn't let them go and pasture in anyone else's field. He only let them pasture when it was his field or whether it was from Hefker. So that was the greatness of Avram Avinu. But all other shepherds, Stam Roe Apostle. So Gemara says, no, no kasha. It all depends. When do we say Stam Roe Apostle? That's in regards to pasturing his own animals. Hard the day, because a person is going to be willing to go and sin for his own personal benefit. However, Hodi Alma, if he's going and grazing somebody else's animals, he can tell the people that are giving him the animals, you got to pay for his feed because I have no place to go and pasture the animals here. And therefore, he's not going to go and sin in order to help somebody else. So when he's doing it for himself, Hodi Day, so then, yes, we have to be concerned. As Rashi says, Ro Behemos Shalom, Possum, the shepherd who's pasturing his own animals, yes, we have to be concerned. The Bishril Hano also, because he's personally benefiting it, Roa Osan Besal the Sacheris. He's going to go and pasture them in other people's fields and steal from them. However, if he's a shepherd that's taking care of other people's animals, Avo Roa Behemos Ha'ir Bishar, he's getting paid to do this, so Bishril Hano Sacherim, Eno Chote, Baharos Achiagil Amira Hamufkor Lakol. So he's not going to go and steal. He's not getting any benefit from it. He'll walk him to a field that is Hefker, and therefore pasture the animals over there. So therefore, this Stam Roe is not going to be possible if he's pasturing other people's animals. And in this situation, this Roe that we were talking about was pasturing other people's animals. So he wouldn't have the status of Stam Roe as possible. It's only when the Edom come along and say that he stole two of the animals and ate them that he becomes possible. And I'll show you that this is right, the word says. If you don't hold like what we just said, so then, Anan Chevosa Leroa Hecha How could we ever give animals over to a shepherd if we're saying that the shepherds are going to steal? So we're assisting them. We're putting a stumbling block in front of them. If we know that they're going to pass them in other people's fields and steal, so how can I give him my animal? He's going to use my animal and steal with it. El, what must it be? El chazaka, in adam chote v'lolo. So when other people are giving the shepherd their animals to pasture, the chazaka is that it's non-stam roe pasul, because he's not going to go in sin. Ein adam chote v'lolo, where he gets no personal benefit from it. The fact that he's stealing these animals, pasturing in somebody else's field, he's not getting any benefit from that. So therefore, he mistam is not going to do that. It's only his own animals that we say stam roe pasul. Okay. Now we go back to the Mishnah. We said, Zei Shavash Ein Lo Bapachos Mechassim Vechule. Now we finally go back to the Mishnah, where we said, Shtayim Ochazim Metalis. And this one said, I found it. This one said, I found it. This one said, it's all mine. This one said, it's all mine. We had the cases of Metziah and the case of Mekach Umemkar. The bottom line is, each of them swears, She Ein Lo Bapachos Mechassim. It's a strange Shavua. We said we would explain it. Now we're going to explain it in the Gemara. Why did the Chacham Mesaki, that he says, Ein lo bo pachos michetza. He swears that he doesn't own less than half of it. Why didn't he just say something more straightforward? So the Gemara says, al de isle mishtaba, or al de lesle mishtaba. What exactly is he swearing over here when he says that I don't own less than half of the garment that they're talking about? Is it al de isle mishtaba? Rashi says, if the person wants to make the shua over here, so he'll be able to get half of this garment, he has to swear that he has half of it, and this way he'll collect half of it. Or, or he could swear the way the Mishnah said, that he doesn't have less than half of it. Because maybe he doesn't own anything in it, so we want him to swear that he at least says, I own at least half of it. So when he swears that I don't own less than half of it, he must be telling us the truth. Because the phraseology, I don't own less than half of it, could even include that he owns nothing of it. As Rashi explains, if he really in fact only owned a third or fourth of it, so then he would be swearing falsely. Because he has a third of it, which is less than half of it. And he doesn't have a half of it. So then nishba hu b'yamis. So he's actually swearing correctly when he says that I have less than half of it and he doesn't own any of it at all. So that's how Rashi understands this Gemara over here. So what exactly did Chazal set up in this Shvua? So Rav Huna says, the Omar Shvua Sheyesh Liba, he's really making the Shvua that I own something in it. And then once he says I own something in it, V'ein Liba Pachos Michetza, and I do not own less than half of it, but I own some of it. So therefore, this is what Chazal intended him to swear, because we're only going to give him half of it, so we don't want him to swear that he owns the whole thing, because he's not going to get the whole thing. So therefore, when he says he owns something in it, it's like a two-part shua. Yes, I own something in it. Shua sheyesh li ba. And then part two, the ein li ba pachos yichetza. But I don't have an ownership in it that's less than half. So therefore, each of them will swear this way, and each of them will actually get the half, and there is no false shua over here. Nu, the name of shua shekulishli, but why not have each of them say that it's all mine? That's what they're each tining. So Gemara says, "Umi yahavina lekula," because we're not going to give him all of it, and therefore we want the shvua to be essentially what he's going to eventually get, and not he's swearing on the whole thing, but he's only getting half of it. It doesn't look good. No, so just say the name of shvua shechetzishli. So why do we do this backhanded way of saying she'ein li ba pachos mi shvua? Why don't we say just swear that half of it is yours? So what it says, because Meira Leila Diburit, because he doesn't say that half of it is mine. He says all of it is mine. So therefore, he can't say half of it's mine. He can't just say, I don't have Ein Lo Bo Pachos Michetz, because that could imply that he has nothing. So therefore, he has to say, I have something, and it's not less than half. And in this way, we're going to give him exactly what he says. So his Shvua is in alignment with what we're going to give him. He's not being Meira his Taina by saying, I only own half of it. He's claiming he owns the full thing. But in this way, the Shvua that he's making is going to reflect what he's actually getting. Now the Gemara says, Hashtanami, Meira Leila Dibure. Well, the bottom line is, he's saying I own it all. And now I'm saying that I don't own less than half of it. So the Gemara says, the first part of the Shua is the Amar Kulishli. He swears that it's really all mine. Ula Divrechem, but according to you, that you don't believe me, because the other guy's grabbing onto half of it. So at least I'll say shvur sheyesh li ba the ein li ba pachos mechatzis. So he therefore says, I'm making the shvur that I own something in it and not less than half of it. So this way it will reflect what the final outcome will be. That's why the Gemara and the Mishnah used this strange lashon ein li ba pachos mechatzis. Now the Gemara says, "V'chimi achar shezeh tofus v'yomed, v'zeh tofus v'yomed." Each of them is grabbing onto part of the cloth, part of the garment. So shvur zulama. Why do we even have to make a shvur? So now we go back to the statement that we made earlier in the Masechta that Rav Yochanan says this is all a din d'rabbanan, not like Rav Chiya that says it's a din d'oraisa. On Rav Yochanan, shvur zul takanas chachamim hi. Rav Yochanan disagrees with Rav Chiya, and he says that this is a shvur d'rabbanan. Takanas chachamim hi. Why? As we had pointed out, shloye kol echad v'echad holech betoki betaliso shechvero. So people shouldn't go up and grab the coat, the cloak, the garment of somebody else and say, "V'omishlihu, it's mine." If they didn't have to make a shvur, people would do this left and right. So therefore, shloye kol echad v'echad holech betoki betaliso shechvero v'omishlihu. That's the d'rabbanan shvur the Rav Yochanan says. More questions. Now we have already given this answer. So when we get to the answer of the Gemara, you're going to say, "Yeah, that's familiar." So the Gemara says, the name of Migul, why don't we say the Choshit Amamona? If this guy is suspect that he's grabbing other people's cloaks, other people's garments without any right to do so, so he's Choshit for Gineva, Amamon, so Choshit Nam Yeshuasa. So how come we're not concerned that he's going to swear falsely? Okay, we're making him make a shul, but this guy was a Ganav. He didn't bother him to go up to somebody else and say, "Hey, that's my coat," and grab the coat. So why are we assuming that he won't make a shul falsely? He's a ganav, so once he's a ganav, won't he make shvuas falsely? So the Gemara says the famous answer that we've given: Lo amrin amigu, the choshen amamona, choshen ashvuas. No, this is not the human nature. Human nature, people didn't take stealing seriously, and they would go and steal. But shvuas, everybody took very seriously. To swear with the shame of Hashem, even the biggest rishayim would not be so quick to go and make a false shvuah. So by instituting, Rav Yochanan says, this takonis chachamim, shloim kol echad v'echad holech betoki betaliso shechvero v'omer shelihu, and making them swear, that will prevent this from occurring. Because yes, they may be choshed on the mamon, they're choshed that they're ganavim, but they would not be choshed that they will make a false shvuah. And I'll show you that this is right. The Gemara says, de'ilotem hachi, if you don't say that a person who may be suspected that he's a ganav, but we don't suspect that he'll swear falsely. If you don't hold like that, that which the Torah tells us that a person who denies the 50 bucks but admits to the 50 bucks has to make a shul daraisa, how can the Torah do this? Why don't we say? The Torah should have said, so why don't we say that the Torah wouldn't allow this modem mitzvah? Oh, mustn't it be that, in fact, the Torah also recognizes that people might cheat and be gonad something, but they wouldn't swear falsely? Moses says, that's not a good proof. Hasam ishtamute kol mishtamet lekidei rabba. As we learned previously in the name of Rabba, when a person denies the partial part of the claim, he really wants to pay the guy back. He's a good guy, but he doesn't have the money right now. And he knows that if he admits the entire 100 bucks, the guy's going to take him right to court now and make him sell a house or make him sell some property to give him 100 bucks. He doesn't want to do that. He says, "I'll get the money. So what I'll do is I'll deny the 50 the bucks. Here's 50 bucks I do have. I'll pay you. The other 50 I deny. But I'm not denying because I'm really a ganav, because I'm a bad person. It's because I don't have the money right now, and I'm going to go get the money. And when I get the money, I'll say, you know what? Remember, I do owe you the money, and here it is. But I don't want him to take me to court right now and force me to go and pay him." So therefore, he's not a bad guy. And we don't say he's choshed amamona, but we say, like Rabba said, that he's just pushing him off for a little bit of time. And therefore, we do believe him when he makes a shvur. And I'll show you that this is right, Teda. Because the Amar Ravidi Barav and Amar Rechista, Ravidi Barav said the name Rechista, Hakov for Rabbi Milva, we had this previously as well. If a person denies that Reuven lent him money, so even if he's only denying part of it, so we allow this person to still testify. He's kashuli edus. But if he denies the pikadon, if Reuven gave Shimon $100 worth of wheat, and Shimon says, "No, you only gave me 50, in that situation, the pikadon, this is not a loan. This was, he was depositing with him something. So there's no, "Well, I'll pay you back later when I get the chance." So here he has the item in his possession and he doesn't give it back. So then that person is a Rasha. He's Choshud Amamona. And therefore he is in fact Posul Li'edus. There is no rationalization, we're going to say right now, for a person not to give back a pikadon that he was given. Mara says, wait a second, maybe there is. Elohad, the Tani Rami Rechama, but the Brisa that we brought down in the name of Rami Rechama about the Arba Shomrim, Arba Shomrim, Tzrichin Kefiro B'mikzas, Odo B'mikzas, that we had earlier in the shir. We said, Shomachin of Ashol, Nosi Socher, Vasocher, those are the four Shomrim. Why don't we say over there, name of Migui, the Choshud, Amamona, Choshud, Ashuasa? Why do we allow them to go and make the Shvua? Reuven is accusing him of stealing his ox from him when he had obviously no permission to do so. So why don't we say, name of Migu de Choshen Amamona, since he's suspected of stealing over here, Choshen Ashwasa, that we should be afraid that he's going to swear falsely. Oh, from the fact that Rami Bar Chama said, we do allow him to make a Shvua, so clearly you see that while somebody may be Choshen on Mamon, they're not Choshen on a Shvua's Shav. And the reasoning is because he really does want to give it back to the guy. But he says, I lost it. I don't know where it is. I'm going to need some time to get it back from the guy that gandhed it for me, or I need to go and find it from the agam, from where it went and got lost. Sovar. So this shomer is really not a liar for money. He's just looking for a delay a little bit in time. Sovar. What he really is saying is, in fact, is, mashkachnu leganov vitafisna. Like, I'm going to go and find the ganav that stole the animal, and then I'll return you the animal. Or, inami, mishkachnu lebiagam, I'm going to go search for the animal that was lost out in the swamps, or my sinale, and then I'll bring it back to him. So when I'm saying, oh, I didn't ever do this for you, it's not because he's really denying the money, so you can't bring this a riot for me that he's denying the money. It could, in fact, be that he's just using this as a delaying tactic to go and until he can find the animal that was lost or that was stolen. Mor says, if that's true, ihachi, hakol for pipikodon, am I possibly this? So wait a second, you can't have it both ways. We just said that if you are kofar on a pikadon, you are in fact possibly aiders. Why don't we say the same thing then? Nemo ishtamute kom ishtamit. Why don't we say that the guy is not returning the pikadon because it was lost or stolen, and he's going to go look for it, and he's going to go find the ganav, or he's going to go to the swamp and find the animal, and therefore, sover ad de bochashna umishkach nole. I'm going to go and just delay it over here, and I'm going to go and tell him that I don't have it. You never gave it to me because I really want to go find it. And then I'll say, oh, I remember that you did give it to me, and here it is. So why don't we say the same thing for Pikadon? So Gemara says, no. Ki amrinon ha-kofer b'pikadon possibly eiders. That statement that we made, that if somebody is kofer and pikadon, he in fact is a Russian, he's possibly eiders, is talking about a very specific scenario. Kigon da'asu sade v'asidu bay. The ha'ushaita isa l'pikadon m'veise v'havayoda. Because we have two witnesses that came along and subsequently said, you have it in your house. We testified that we saw this thing in your house. It's not out in the Agam. It's not stolen by Ganim. We saw it in your house. So therefore, you were outright lying. And therefore, if you're Choshud on Mamona in this situation, so then yes, you are possibly Aedis because you are a Russia. Alternatively, Inami, the Havanokit, Lebi Yodet. We saw that he had it in his hand. So therefore, that is truly a case where he gandhed it. You don't have any delaying tactic or any rationalization. And therefore, that's why if you're a kofer b'pikadon under these circumstances where the witnesses testify that you had the pikadon, so then you are in fact possibly Aedis. Adigmar says, Eloha Dama Rafuna. What about that which Rafuna said? What did Rafuna say? Mashbino so shvua, sheno birishuso. We have to make him swear this person with the pikadon, he has to make sure that he doesn't have the pikadon in his possession, because we are concerned that he's willing to swear that he has it and wants to keep it. So he says, I'll pay for it, no problem. But it was a pikadon. He doesn't have a right to buy it. So therefore, we make him swear that he doesn't have it in his rishus. So why don't we say in that situation, name of migu, the choshen, amamono, choshen, ashua, why do we allow him to make a shua in that situation? We suspect him of stealing it, so therefore we shouldn't allow him to make a shua. He's choshud, and therefore he should be possibly aedus. Shmuel says, no. Hasanami mode, yomer, dome, kol yehudule. Because the person is giving himself, he's more heter. He gives himself a heter to say that, listen, well, I'm paying for it, so he's not really losing anything. Yes, he's not getting his pikadon back, but I gave him the money for it. So bottom line is, he's not coming out any financially worse off than he was beforehand. Okay, yes, I'll have to go buy a new item. So there's a little bit of a tircha. But bottom line is, I'm paying him for it. And therefore, in this situation, he's not really an outright ganav because he is at least paying him for the money. Amalei Rav Acha midiv to Ravina. Wait a second, Rav Acha midiv says to Ravina, "Va'ka Amar alav de lo sachmo." This guy's in Russia because he's desiring somebody else's possession. The guy gave him pikadon. He likes his pikadon. He's over lo sachmo. You shouldn't covet. You shouldn't desire somebody else's stuff. So why isn't he in Russia based on that? So where it says lo sachmo li inshe below dume mashlu. When the Torah says you're over lo sachmo, is if you covet something from somebody else and you take it without giving them any money for it. But in our case, as we said, he's willing to pay him for it. So the iser of lo sachmot, this person doesn't think he's being over. He says incorrectly that, oh, you're only over lo sachmot if you don't pay for it. But if you take it from him and you pay for it, you're not over lo sachmot. So the person, again, is not an outright rasha. He is more ahead for himself. He's more ahead for himself. So then we don't say that if you're chashud on the money, then you're going to be chashud for the false shua. No, because he's not really chashud on the money. He gives himself a heter, and he never would swear falsely. Tomorrow we turn to Vav Amud Aleph. Questions this further. What about Ve'elohad Amar Rav Nachman? Rav Nachman said that we do make him make a shua's heses. Me the Rabbanim, we make him make a shua. If somebody comes up to you and says, you owe me $100, and you say, nothing, I never met you before. No such thing ever happened. So Rav Nachman said, yes, on a shua deraisa, you're not mechuyev, but you have to make a shua the Rabbanim, the shua's heses. Because when the smoke, there's fire. Mashmiyos Hashua's heses. So why don't we say over there? Name Amigu, the Choshet Amamona. Choshet Ashwasa. Why don't we say over there? The same idea. He should be possible to make that shua because we're concerned that he ganved the money. So if we're concerned about ganving the money, so then you should be choshet about the shua. And furthermore, Vesu, Hadatani Ruchia, that statement that Ruchia made, Shneim Nishbaim, Venotu Mibal Habayis, the case that we had previously from the Gemara in Shavuos, where Ruvain asked the Chenveni to go pay his workers. And the Chenveni swears to Ruvain that I paid the workers. The workers swear that they never got it. And Ruvain has to pay both the Chenveni and the workers. So in that situation, how do we allow them? Name Amigu, the Choshet, Amamona, Choshet, Ashwasa. Since one of them is a Ganav, so then why don't we say, just like we're concerned that you're going to steal money, you're going to swear falsely. So why do we accept the Shua? And furthermore, Vesu, Hadim Rosheshes, that was what Rosheshes said, Shalosh Shuas Mashbin also. And when the Shomachinim swears that he wasn't negligent, so he's actually making three shvuos. Shvua, shlo pashati ba. Number one, I swear I wasn't negligent, and therefore I'm potter from having to pay you for the Gnei Aveda. Number two, shvua, shlo shalachti bo yad. I didn't have shlichus yad. If you, in fact, use the item, even though your usage of the item has nothing to do with the fact that the animal was ultimately stolen or lost, so then you're considered negligent by using the item that's called shlichus yad, and you're chayef for everything after that. And that's the second aspect of the shua that he has to make. And the third aspect of the shua, she'ein rishus, he has to swear that it's not in his possession. So he makes all of these shuas, but why don't we say, name on migu, the choshet amamona, choshet ashuasa? Why don't we say over here that he's choshet, that he's going to swear false, because he clearly is choshet on mamon. So in all of these situations, you clearly see, Ella, lo amrino, migu, the choshet amamona, choshet ashuasa. No, we have proven that this is the underlying reason why we'll allow him to make a shua, because while people may be ganavim, while people may be choshed on money, the taiva for the money is very great, but the fact that they will then swear falsely, that's not a given. Just because you have a taiva for mamon doesn't mean you're going to swear falsely. People took shuas very seriously, and therefore, as we see from all of these cases, that even though there's a concern about their propriety in regards to stealing, that they're not such a nice person, but it doesn't mean that they're going to swear falsely, and we do give them a believability in regards to a shua, because even though they may be a ganav, they're not going to necessarily swear falsely. With this, we conclude today's share.